This is Eric Johnson, the brand.
And Coach Aaron Thigpen, the source.
Aaron, our topic today is a mental piece with our players. You have them getting instruction from another entity that's been training them for a while. It could be you and I or somebody else. And they go back to their team or their coach, and they're getting different information. And then the athlete takes that information, gets highly confused, gets stressed out, and doesn't know how to deal with their coach's information, whether it's positive or negative. And it sends them in this mental tailspin, and it's usually a downward spin where they're confused about who they are as an athlete, what they stand for, and their belief system in themselves. And they don't know how to deal with it. And then they're not a very competitive athlete in a game type or a meet type situation.
Yeah. I call this the too many cooks in the kitchen syndrome. And it's unavoidable in today's sports, because you've got kids who are, you know, they're playing high school sports, right. And then they're playing club sports, and then they might have an outside trainer like myself, and you've got all these different voices in your head, and then they add to that the parent
dynamic, right? And then the parent,
their voice to it,
right?
And yeah, so the kid's caught in the middle, and I can really wreck a kid's confidence, because the kid wants to please everybody.
Oh, pleasers.
And so I get it. And the thing is if they, you can't please everyone.
Right.
And so the kid's really stuck. And what happens is, like you said, they spiral out of control. They lose confidence. They're not exactly what process to follow. And it becomes a mess. And basically, they go nowhere. They either regress or they stagnate.
That's a great comment. The biggest thing that I see, Aaron, is that they regress and they get stagnant, or they don't know what to do. Yeah. And they can't function. And you have to really get back to the core belief of, you know, why you're doing your activity or playing or participating in high-level sports. One is you love to compete.
Yeah.
Two, you love the sport you're in. You love it, and it drives you with passion. When you have too many cooks in the kitchen, all of that disappears, and it's all about, I don't know how to handle this. What do I do? And now nothing's being accomplished for that athlete. And the best thing I could really say to all the listeners out there, Aaron, is that you're a good athlete for a reason. It's because you believe in yourself and you have the confidence in what you're doing, and you've had success before, and you need to really call on that previous success to get you back on track to be that, you know, elite athlete that you want to be in any sport or anything that you do. And you need to be that, you know, passionate athlete that allows you to flow in the game and not worry about stuff outside of the event or minutia, or what the coach said, or I heard this from my parent, or somebody told me this, and my friend said this, and all of a sudden, like you said, it gets out of control. But the athletes need to get back to their core belief system and what they're trying to do as a competitive athlete.
No, I totally agree, and I like that approach. Now, I'm going to pull the lens back further and look at it from a macro view. And my advice would be, from an organizational standpoint or structural standpoint, when you're starting to engage in different people who are going to be involved in your athletic life, you want to make sure there's some consistency, because you just mentioned it. You said, hey, why am I doing this? What are my core beliefs and my values about me as an athlete in this sport? Well, you want to make sure that all of these other people that are involved in your athletic life mirror that or coincide with that. Because, and you can't always control that, because obviously your high school coach is your high school coach, and what are you going to do?
Right.
But the other cooks, you know, in your kitchen,
right,
you can try and align them as best you can.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to make sure you're getting a similar message, a similar philosophy from everyone involved.
Right.
And so as you start to pick coaches and trainers and teams, I think that's something that's key that you can do ahead of time that will at least reduce the chances of there being friction.
Right.
And so if you're in that situation, you might want to talk to your coach and find out, hey, you know, what's your velocity? What do you have in store for me? What do you think, you know, before you say, okay, yes, I want to play for this guy.
Right. Right.
Same thing with your trainer. Hey, you know, okay, trainer, you've assessed me. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts? See if you're, again, in line with where they want to go.
Right, right.
Because even though these coaches can't necessarily come together and collaborate.
True.
If they're all moving in the same direction, mm-hmm. then it helps the athlete move in the same direction.
Right. And I think that's, I'm glad you broke it down that way, Aaron, because that's so important these days. I see so many kids either coming through our doors or just out there. I hear stories from parents say, we're having a bad experience,
mm-hmm.
you know. And for any athlete, I don't care whether they're coming in our door or another door, an athlete with a bad experience is not good.
Yeah.
And in the recipe that you gave to the people about, you know, being aligned in the same synergy is so important for athletes to let go, be competitive, perform at a high level without consciously thinking about what they're doing. As an athlete, as you and I understand, Aaron, is that our subconscious would take over and our instincts would take over because of the hard work and what we believed in that allowed us to function at a high level. And we know that's a truth in being a high-level competitive athlete. That has to happen. And I see too many kids with other things going on in their heads, and it's discouraging. And it's, now I feel for the kids that way because, you know, you're passionate as we teach. But, you know, my message out there to the parents is, you know, understand what Aaron just said about being on the same page. It will make that athlete feel more comfortable and able to have better success.
Yeah. And that also leads into another thing I want to talk about is it allows the athlete to commit to the process.
Commit to the process.
And because if you've got four different directions, he doesn't know which one to,
right.
to commit to, so he's frozen and he can't commit to anything.
Right.
And parents, I know you want to be involved, you know, for a lot of you, and I know some of you have some knowledge of varying degrees.
Right.
But you've also got to understand that you can be hamstringing some of the other information that the athlete is getting. And so, you know, my advice to a lot of parents is to maybe take a step back. And doesn't mean you're not involved, but you take a step back and help your athlete navigate this more so than, hey, you should do this, or I want you to hit this way
right.
because I saw this. Mm-hmm. I want you to run this way because I read this. And I think, you know, the athlete might appreciate it more if you can just say, hey, this is what your coach means, or this is what your instructor means, just
right.
in case he's having a hard time interpreting, and you know,
right?
God, can you talk?
Interpreting the situation.
Yeah, exactly. And the messages that are
right.
that are being
right.
given to him. One of the hardest things for me, as a parent, also had kids who were playing sports,
right.
was you know, God, you know, you should be doing it this way,
right?
I just took myself out of it. You know, I'd go to my kids' practices or mm-hmm. their games or whatever, and I'd bring a book and I'd sit up in the stands, be away from all the hoopla and just
right.
let them do their thing.
Right.
You know?
Supportive parent.
Exactly.
Be a supportive parent. Parents out there, be supportive.
Yeah.
And I agree with you 100% because when you get heavily involved, you're just adding more pressure or more fuel to the fire.
Yeah, there should be only one voice in their head. And that's their primary coach at that point in time. Not, you know, in between innings, not in between races, not at, you know, halftime. There should be one voice.
Right.
And your voice should be the one that actually centers your kid and brings them back down from all the anxiety
right.
and the confusion and the swirling things going on in your head. You know, your job is to center your kid and to get them to focus and to provide that confidence in the things that they need to do.
You know, I share a story with you, Aaron, is that I had an athlete of mine, a parent called and said, hey, he's doing this in high school and coach is saying this, and I tried to tell him I'd come and talk to them and stuff. And the athlete told the parent this, you know, I'm just going to go out, dad, and do my thing because I know what I'm doing. I know my process. I believe in what I'm doing. Don't get involved. Let me figure this out.
Right.
Let me own the process. Let me go ahead and work hard through this. And I was so proud of that athlete that, you know, whether they're, you know, the coach was right or wrong, it didn't matter. The athlete stuck to their guns saying, this is what I'm trying to achieve and this is my goal. And I thought that was really impressive of that athlete to tell the parent, hey, listen, I'm all right.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I mean, I'm one of the biggest proponents of learning through discovery.
Mm.
And
I like that.
You know, a lot of people don't understand that about how I run my facility here.
Right.
But that's why I give these kids such a long leash. I want them to learn through discovery.
Right.
And I think they become a lot more confident, a lot more grounded in their ethos or their ethic or their values of them as an athlete and seeing them how they see themselves as an athlete.
True.
When they get a chance to discover those things about themselves. And that's what molds them and builds them into who they're going to be as an athlete versus everyone telling them what kind of athlete they should be and right. how they should navigate that.
Well said, Aaron. And on that note, hey people, we're going to check you out next time. This is Coach EJ, the brand.
Coach Aaron Thigpen, the source. See ya.